Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show for some more top transfer tales. We start with a fascinating piece of breaking news reaching us from Brazil, because Santos have confirmed that there are no less than five clubs that have triggered the £40.3 million release clause for the superstar Neymar, and they have been given the permission to speak to him. They are Real Madrid, Barcelona, the Russian club Anzi Makakala, Chelsea and Manchester City. We'll bring you more details when we get it, but the race is indeed now on to see who can sell their club the best to Neymar. Now moving on, and time for a bit of Cesc Fabregas. The most protracted transfer story of recent years is finally reaching the end game, with Fabregas not featuring on any of the promotional material for Arsenal's new away kit. All of the papers say today that although Arsenal would prefer upwards of £40 million, Fabregas could go for as low as £35 million, with the Gunners keen to draw a line under the whole thing. Just out of interest, the other players not featuring on that promotional material include Gael Clichy, Samir Nasri and Robin Van Persie. As you all know, Arsenal are already building for life after Fabregas. Here's the Express. They say that Arsene Wenger's open talks with Bolton for the defender Gary Cahill. Interesting, this one, he's got a £17 million release clause in his contract, but only a year left on his current deal. Negotiations will be very interesting indeed, especially since Spurs have made their move for Cahill as well. And they've offered no less than four players in part exchange. Here's the Mail. They say that Bolton have been contacted by Spurs over a complicated exchange that would see Sebastian Bassong, Robbie Keane, Jermaine Jenas and Alan Hutton move to the Reebok. The Mail also say that Cahill wants to go to Arsenal, but Spurs do seem to be prepared for that, as the Sun have them down for the Germany defender Serdar Tashi. Now he's 24, he's rated at £12 million. He fancies a move after his club's disappointing 12th place finish in the German league last season. Juventus and Lazio also like him. Bild in Germany say that Manchester City have made a move for the Partizan Belgrade starlet Stefan Savic. He's 20, 6'1". At one stage or another, Arsenal, Spurs and Chelsea have all had a look at him. Now the other clubs keen are Roma, Sporting Lisbon and Porto. The word in Serbia is that City have opened the bidding with an offer of around £6 million. We told you last week that the arrival of André Villas-Boas at Chelsea had thrown the possible move for the Belgian teenager Romelu Lukaku into doubt. Well, more tales reaching us here that does indeed appear to be the case, with the 18-year-old apparently not on the hit list of the new Chelsea coach. One more for the time being. Sky Sports are reporting that the Everton chairman Bill Kenwright expects Joseph Yobo, the defender, his proposed switch to Fenerbahce, he expects that to be completed in the next few days. Just before we move on, a quick question for you. Yesterday we told you that El Mundo Deportivo in Spain were reporting a bid for Chelsea for the Barcelona striker David Villa. Now, as we said yesterday, it's an interesting one, because the word had already been out for some time that Villas-Boas would make his prolific marksman Falcao, or RF9 as they're now calling him, the word had been out that Villas-Boas would bring him over from Porto. Well, the debate has indeed started here as to which player Chelsea fans would prefer. So I want you to tell me, who is the better striker? Which one would you prefer if you were a Chelsea fan? Falcao's 25, hit 75 goals in 83 matches over 2 years. He's helped his team to win the Europa League and helped them to go unbeaten in the Portuguese league last season. He's 17 goals, beat the great Jurgen Klinsmann's record of 15 in a single Europa League, or the UEFA Cup as they used to call it, campaign. David Villa has done it all. He's 29, he's Spain's all-time top scorer with 46 goals. He's won the Golden Boot for Spain at Euro 2008 and only just missed out on winning it again as Spain lifted the World Cup last year, because Germany's Thomas Müller had more assists. So if you're a Chelsea fan, or even if you're not a Chelsea fan, which player would you rather have in your team, Falcao or David Villa? Time for a few quick messages, and Blessing Yera is asking why there are no clubs in for the Spain under-21 midfielder Ander Herrera, who was superb at the under-21 tournament. Well, actually, there have been. He moves from his current club, Real Zaragoza, to Athletic Bilbao on a 5-year deal effective from July the 1st. Mr. Faison thinks £20 million for the other Spain midfielder, Thiago Alcantara, looks more sensible than £30-35 million on either Luka Modric or Wesley Schneider. That's a fair point. And Mohamed